So y'all used to get around riding, didn't you, or in a buggy on a wagon?
I was rolling in a wagon in town, and when I come up in here, they had a truck. The man did carry all the folks to town on the draw day.
On the draw day?
Yeah. So I ain't never had a car. You know, it's like a, you don't know about when folks work a month, they have draw days. They give them so much, and they go to town to get the groceries on the draw day. They call that a draw day. Just like, if you know you had two ply, they give you $20. If you had one ply, you get 10. But now listen, you can get a whole big high sack of flour for 6 cents then. And you can get a great big sack of sugar for a quarter. Now you have to pay $2 and $3 and $4 for a little bit. You ain't got none like that now. And you get a whole half bushel of meal for 30 cents. Now you get a pick, I think it's $2. I think so. I don't know exactly. But I get a pick, but I get a lot of more stuff. But I think it's $2. Folks lived good then. They just didn't have all that. Well, listen, they all have it now because it wasn't as bad as it is now.
Yeah.
Folks wasn't doing nothing. These folks ain't hollering out what you see doing. They not hollering. Now, when they ought to have been doing something, they wasn't doing a thing. But just wait. That's all they know to do. Just wait. They didn't know about why around robbing and killing folks about money. Folks didn't do that when I come up. Now, if you hear this, it was way somewhere. But now it's right here.
But I remember my granddad telling me about a white man that stabbed one of his hands one time. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I know him.
He was a good man, too. I said, now, I don't know. The white man that did it was crazy.
He was old drunk.
What happened?
Now, listen, my daddy was with him.
Uh-huh.
They said they asked that man for that reason, and said he gets him.
Uh-huh.
And said, that night, Papa said he was laying down on a porch down there below where Mr. Willie J stayed now. So he was laying down drunk asleep, said his sheriff come out there. And I tell you, I know that boy. I tell you, that man got a boy here. He got one boy, Henry.
Uh-huh.
He stayed
Henry
down there. And the man was named Emmett when he killed.
Yeah, Emmett.
And when he killed that man, he come right through our kitchen, didn't say a word.
Who?
That man, that white man.
Yeah.
He come right on through our kitchen. And we were scared, didn't know nothing about him, and he didn't know us.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there, he just walked on through the house. And he stabbed, and Papa said, he said, bim, to him, said that, to Mr. Emmett, said, they said, bim, to Mr. Emmett, said, mm. That boy did, he said, boy, David. Emmett, so he said, mm. And fell. Probably say he thought he was drunk, you know. Say,
what he stabbed with?
I don't know, a knife, I read. And probably say he thought he was drunk. Said the sheriff come out there and said, old man, where is that the dead man? Said he told him he didn't know. So he thought he was asleep. So he went out that stone. Said, get up, Henry. Get up, Henry. That man told him, get up and come in and lay down on the porch. Said, but he didn't move. And probably say he thought he was drunk. Said, after a while, he come back and said, old man thought you said that man wasn't dead. So he had a dead man. That sure wake with Mr. Henry. And he didn't like it either. What ever come of that man?
Well, I remember him. I think he went to Papa and told him that he stabbed Emmett. And Papa took him to the police. That's all there was to it. But because he went and told him, he didn't try and run or anything like that.
He didn't try to run, but I was sure sitting down at the house the next day when he come by, when he was sitting up with the man. And everybody run in the house and shot the door and threw one coat man there. Said, he's a preacher. Abba Shepherd. Don't you shut that door and that man and kill that man. And he went and got his gun sitting on the foot, but he kept on by. He kept on by. He said, don't run, shut the door and that man and you remember him? Abba
I heard of
him. Methodist preacher.
Yeah.
He said, don't shut up his eye and that man and kill that man. And so, and they had him in coat. I don't know what they do with that man, but they sure had him in coat. Yeah. He got a son, live right here in town, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
So did.